This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Investigators say they've identified several people of interest in the shooting death of an 18-year-old Kenosha man. He was found after a crash near Racine and 20th Street with a gunshot wound. Police believe he was shot in Mount Pleasant, then drove several blocks before losing consciousness. A proposed rail line between Milwaukee and Madison could expand travel options and boost the regional economy. The state is seeking a $218 million federal grant to extend Amtrak service with new stops and twice-daily trips. It would expand on the Milwaukee to Chicago route, which many in Racine and Kenosha use. A Delafield man is charged with attempted intentional homicide after allegedly shooting his father on Father's Day. Police say Connor Zastrow admitted to shooting him during an argument and tried to control the bleeding before help arrived. His father survived. Prosecutors say multiple shots were fired. A Racine neighborhood is seeing improvements after a week of volunteer work cleaning yards and streets. Crews helped more than 20 properties near the Wadwitz Cop House and picked up debris through the area. Organizers say dozens of volunteers took part each day with support from local sponsors. And Kenosha is preparing for its largest veterans parade yet, with a record number of participants expected. The parade starts at 1 this Sunday and runs through downtown to Library Park. This year's theme celebrates 250 years of the United States with floats, bands, and community groups taking part. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Bangstad backs Hong. A controversial political figure in Wisconsin is backing the state lawmaker in the race for governor. Kirk Bangstad, a former governor candidate himself and brewery owner, endorsed Representative Francesca Hong in a Facebook post. Previously on his Facebook page, Bangstad drew attention for social media comments cheering the death of President Donald Trump. Bangstad claims it was satire. Hong's campaign says it has had no contact with Bangstad and is not connected to his endorsement. Bangstad has also faced ballot issues and a recent court setback tied to a tax dispute. This week marked 4 years since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Now, Wisconsin Democrats say elections this fall could decide whether abortion access expands or gets rolled back again in the state. Leaders at a press conference called for repealing the old 1849 abortion law and removing other restrictions, arguing a Democratic governor and legislature would protect reproductive rights. Republicans say any future changes to abortion law should be decided by voters, not politicians. Supporters of access also warned that if Republicans win full control, abortion care could become more limited in Wisconsin. Democrats appear more motivated to vote right now, and that gap could shape upcoming elections. A new Marquette University Law School poll shows 76% of Democrats say they are certain to vote, compared to 68% of Republicans. Likely voters also lean Democratic by 8 points, though that margin shrinks among all registered voters. The survey also finds trust in government remains low and deeply divided along party lines. Some Wisconsinites are finding it hard to believe ballots were counted accurately during the last election. A survey done by the Terrence Group showed 3 in 10 residents have little or no confidence those ballots were accurately counted in 2024, noting the time it takes to get the ballots tallied. The poll also found 71% of Republicans believe those working in polling places need to be monitored. The results come just weeks before Wisconsin is scheduled to hold its primary election on August 11th. There will be a lot of things to celebrate as we look forward to America 250, but as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, gas prices won't be one of them.
Gas Buddy officials are projecting the second most expensive gas prices for this 4th of July. Their 2026 Independence Day gas price forecast projects the national average will fall to approximately $3.75 per gallon on July 4th. This would make 2026 the second most expensive Independence Day on record, behind the all-time high of $4.80 in 2022. Gas prices have fallen for 6 weeks in a row following a spring spike caused by the Strait of Hormuz closure. However, Gas Buddy officials say the national average of $3.75 is still roughly 65 cents higher than last year and nearly a dollar above where prices started in 2026. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The agreement between the U.S. and Iran is giving oil markets hope, but if there's any breakdown in talks, gas buddy officials say the recent relief could quickly reverse. Tornado season in Wisconsin has barely begun, and we've already seen more twisters than we usually average in a year. In fact, we passed that dubious record months ago, back in April, when we hit 24. The annual average tornado count for our state is 23. Right now, we're almost double that number. Forecasters say June is the peak month for tornadoes. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Cubs and the Brewers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers and Cubs open up a three-game weekend stand here between the two rivalries. On the mound for the Brewers will be the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, against the Cubs' Colin Ray, a former Brewer. Both teams coming off sweeps. The Brewers had yesterday off after beating the Reds three games in a row in Cincinnati. The Cubs moving into second place, 6.5 games behind Milwaukee after a four-game sweep of the Mets in New York. Cubs manager Craig Counsell on now facing the first place Brewers this weekend.
Yeah, just play good baseball. I mean, that's number one. We got to just keep playing good baseball. You know, with the doubleheader, with the rainouts, yeah, it was a good series.
NBA, two veteran Bucks players have exercised their player options. Guard Kevin Porter Jr. and center Jericho Sims both agree to return next season to the team. And the Bucks introducing their draft picks yesterday to the media. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today, our high in the mid to upper 60s here this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer, 73. We're going to keep warming it up with 80s likely through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.